iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. It is Jay Hunter still here with the lead singer of Nonpoint, Elias. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and sharing a little bit of insight on Generation Idiot.
No problem.
So over the course of time, I mean, geez, 20 years, there aren't that many bands that can say they've been around as long as you guys have.
Yeah.
What would you say, what has helped you over the course of time with, the changes in music, just the music business in general? I mean, you've gone from CDs to MP3s to pretty much, I don't know, would you say album sales certainly have dropped and bands have to look at other forms of income for...
Yeah, that's the business, you know. The formats change,
Because you have bands,
tapes
classic rock bands that are saying rock is dead. I say it's altered.
No, I don't think rock is dead. I just think the way that they were used to getting rock in their catalogs and in their homes is changed. But I mean, everything changes, man.
So what
music has only been sold for what, 60 years, 70 years total?
Right.
It's like People can't really bitch about something that hasn't been around long enough for them to say,
right,
you know,
right.
CD. Think about CDs. CDs literally came out when I was in high school, so they haven't really been around that much to really say, hey, you know, that's like saying, you know, boy, the cost of Model T's. You know, the sales of Model T's has really gone down. It's because, you know, they don't make them no more, man. Shit's got better. There's a Ford Focus out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
That's the way it you kind of have
smart
to
car.
Look. You have to, yeah, you got to look at it that way. You can't live too much in the past. I was guilty of it. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, you know, about this, and I was on your side of things, like, what's up with record sales, what's up with this? And when you look at it at that perspective, it really, really does change your mind about things and realize that, hey, consider yourself lucky. You came up in a time where record sales did sell by CD and by tape and by record because it was the only way to fucking get it. You know,
right,
of course
right.
It's gonna be that way. You know, now because there's a million different ways to get it and a different million ways to hear it that you don't necessarily have to pay for it, you know, it's giving people the opportunity to purchase it in a way that suits them. And there's more ways to own it now.
Well, one of the things I've noticed about you guys, and I mean, other bands do it too, but you know, some bands, and I won't mention any names, but some bands, it kind of leaves, some fans don't care, some fans, it puts a sour taste in their mouth that, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, this band charges $50 just to, you know, walk through a line and shake their hand, get a picture taken. Mm-hmm. You guys do that at your merchandise booth just for the sake of meeting the fans.
Yeah.
But then you do something to replace some of that income that used to be from album sales. You give them an experience that most people don't get, and that's a special private VIP acoustic performance,
right.
what you did today, and mm-hmm. I guess what you've been doing on this tour. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, we do it a lot for radio stations,
mm-hmm.
and it's become very popular with our band for some reason. So, yeah, more work for me, bro. I'm the one that has to actually sing it. But
it gives you that intimate experience.
But it is what we require of ourselves to ask for more money to do something for that kind of experience. It's, yeah, I don't think charging somebody for a signature is very, very, I mean, for certain kind of people that are performing at a certain kind of level,
years and they're Hall of Famers.
Well, yeah.
Whatever,
so, I mean, they can't stand in line for everyone. They'd be there all night long. They'd probably spend more time signing than they did performing.
Right.
So, you know, for us, you know, we have our shows. We it's easy for us to stand in front of 1,000 people and say hey and you know let them get in a line and wait for our pictures or our signatures, and you know we're willing to get on a one-to-one basis with them right after the show where it's, you know, most effective.
Before you go, we want to do something real quick, just little quick things. We call them three quickies and an afterthought.
Okay.
It's we give you some options and then you just spout out the first answer that comes to your mind.
Sounds good.
Vacation getaway, camping, cruise, or staycation at home?
Staycation.
Staycation. Yeah. You're a homebody.
Okay. Yes.
Adult tunes, Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park?
Family Guy.
Family Guy. And obscure foods. One's probably not that obscure, but raw oysters, liver and onions, or chocolate-covered grasshoppers?
Raw oysters.
You like them?
Love raw oysters.
Well, okay. Well, that wasn't much of obscure, was it?
Yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't at all.
Afterthought, last practical joke that you played on a band member or they played on you while on tour? I guess I should have asked, do you guys play jokes on each other? I would assume
yeah,
you kind of do.
Yeah, we do. Not so much. That tradition's slowly starting to die, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, actually, because it kind of ruins the show sometimes for some fans when they don't know it's the last night of the tour. But we've done everything. We've done it. We've decorated the inside of a bus in Easter decorations once, which was pretty crazy.
Oh.
And hid Easter eggs everywhere. That was pretty fun.
All right. last question then. Well, because I was going to say what's coming up for you guys, but a long break before putting together a new album. So congratulations, very well earned.
Thank you.
And we play a lot of indie bands on the station. We do it during regular rotation. We call them My Rock Indies, and a lot of them are listening right now. They would like to know what kind of advice you would have for them, bands that are just starting out or they've been around for like, you know, the past 5 years, successful in the area, but looking to break that glass ceiling.
Don't be lazy and do it yourself. That's the best advice I can give you, is that you can get a lot more accomplished on your own. And if you get yourself to a certain point where people become interested in you, mm-hmm. then you probably don't need them.
So are you saying don't go with a management company? Don't like.
No,
what,
I'm saying
what,
go,
what do you mean
with,
by
go with
on
what
your own?
Suits you, okay. But know that there's a lot of things that you can do on your own.
Okay.
You know, and don't be lazy and figure it out.
All right.
Smartest way to do it.
You heard him. Elias from Nonpoint, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, man.
All right, have a great show.
Thanks,
and
sir.
Enjoy your break after this tour is done.
I plan to.
All right.